Dale Stevens, good morning to you. Dale, tēnā koe, hoa.
Afa Māori, how are you doing?
Yeah, box of birds, mate. Box of fluffy ducks today.
I hear you're off a long walk after this to work off all those chocolate Easter eggs, my friend.
Yes, well, I'm sort of dodging them. I mentioned last week, I'm very down on hollow Easter eggs. I think that's a rip-off. But if they've got marshmallow in them, I'm much more satisfied. Good to talk with you again, Dale. Thanks very much.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, we'll start with Māori tourism, please, and then we'll talk some political stuff. But updates from Māori tourism, as we've mentioned before, the gates are open. What's this week's update from that part of your working life, Dale?
Yeah, I guess one of the things of concern is the government's announcement yesterday that they, in fact, would continue with the 7-day isolation for another couple of months. I get where the government's coming from this, but it does cause confusion, and I guess people looking at coming to New Zealand won't be too sure what their requirements are should they become ill. So that does cause uncertainty in the marketplace for international visitors. But what we do need to remember, of course, is that the majority of our tourism sector still is domestic. And so while we're desperately trying to get the international gateways up and running and get more flights coming into the country and getting more overseas visitors, we are still in the main held up by domestic tourism and secondly by Australian tourists. Now, some people consider the Australian market a further extension of our own domestic market, but we've got to be so careful when we have these government regulations continue that there's a downstream effect on all our business people. So when we're desperately trying to get people to get out and about and to visit regions, the government is leaving this extension to the isolation in place, which causes confusion and uncertainty for our operators. So just need to make sure that we get our people through this safely. And I'd like to see us move to a situation where we trust our people when they're ill to take COVID tests, and if they've got COVID, to be away from work and away from other people, and as soon as they're over it, that you know, reintegrate and give us all an opportunity to operate as a society on that trust model.
Yeah, but the uncertainty is certainly not helping our tourism sector. We've seen a return of cruise boats. They're generating a lot of money, and some numbers are lifting for our tourism products. Better or worse as we move into the winter months, Dale?
Yeah, so we do have quite a nice little fill-up as we go into the winter months nationally around tourism. That's the ski season. That's not much of a benefit to Māori tourism because our main activities are based around what we call the summer season and the shoulder season, which is between summer and winter. So tourism will do okay during winter on the basis that we continue the way we are. But for our Māori tourism operators, it's really, at the moment, based on domestic. So we've got to be encouraging our people to keep travelling. I was talking yesterday to a group of tourism operators, and I guess the general consensus is that it's going to take us 5 years-ish to get back to the pre-COVID numbers, but it's not going to be the same pre-COVID tourism sector. It's going to be a different sector. We're going to look at things differently. We're going to be offering different products. We're going to be offering a range of experiences and combinations of experiences that we didn't pre-COVID, so that we've got a bit of that risk mitigation in place. And so this next period of 3 or 4 years will see us consolidate back to a strong sector, but a different sector, but much more resilient and much more flexible and able to jump when something like a COVID comes along.
Tēnā koe. I'm just talking with Marama. Kahurangi Kata is confirmed as the Green Party candidate for Christchurch Central. You're standing there. I see that Duncan Webb is the current MP. Gettable from your read. And, well, that's two Māori candidates so far in the field. I'm not quite sure of the whakapapa for Duncan. But, how's that going to sit with Christchurch people, which we know isn't particularly strong population-wise with Māori, but already, two of the prominent candidates have whakapapa Māori. Are Māori issues going to be important to how voters in Christchurch Central go on polling day?
That's a great question. The shorter answer is yes and yes. And I have to refute what you said about a number of Māori in the city. It's actually surprising the number of Māori in the city in a range of sectors right across the city, and becoming more and more I guess, socially and politically active. We have a very strong iwi base down here through Ngāi Tahu, with obviously Ngāi Tuā, Huriri in the middle of the city, Ōnuku, Rāpaki, some great hapū around the area, and they are becoming more and more involved. We know that Environment Canterbury now has the two mandated positions on that council for Ngāi Tahu. So there is quite a bit of political activity for tangata Māori in the city. But the broader question is, yes, Māori issues will become stronger in the city because there's a lot of general concern with what is happening. And from the perspective of, so many people don't understand what the government's been talking about. And so I find a lot of my time, I've been knocking on literally thousands of doors in the last 3 months. And a lot of the questions around issues for Māori from non-Māori is, we don't understand. Can you help us to understand? And I think that's a great position where 10 years ago it would have been, we don't want to know. But now they want to understand. So I think there's a real opportunity for people like myself to help these people on their journey to understand Māori issues. And as they get understanding, they get empathy. And so I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, I guess we've all had a perception of it being a pretty white town, Christchurch. I do take your point, but I also have Google in front of me too. So while we were chatting, I decided to have a little look here. And it seems that, according to this, I'm not quite sure how long ago it was, 7.6% of people in Christchurch City identify as Māori, compared to 14.6% for all of New Zealand. So that's what I was getting at. We've already got two Māori candidates in Christchurch Central. There could be more. I just wondered how important Māori issues might be to the outcome of the election and who ultimately gets to represent Christchurch Central.
Yeah, I'm not too sure that Māori issues will decide the electorate vote, but I have no doubt whatsoever that Māori issues will be a major consideration, not just for Christchurch, for Ōtautahi, but across the country. Māori issues will be a consideration when it comes to that party vote. And so at the local level, we've got Kahurangi, who's come along now as the Greens candidate, and she and I kind of work in the same areas. So we're both involved in that sort of partnership work. Mine's more at a national/international level. And so we come from a similar perspective. And it's interesting, talking yesterday to two people, I knocked on their doors, and they were both Green supporters, and I asked them, why do you think National and the Green Party would never want to work together? And it doesn't surprise the range of responses, but I always ask myself, I think the Green Party and the Māori Party should be in a position to work with anybody if it means that they can advance Green issues or Māori issues. I think it's important to be able to have open door conversations between all parties.
And that makes some sense. A lot of political parties keep their gunpowder dry, though, don't they, and prefer to wait until they see how the numbers fall before they start making overtures towards each other. I would have thought it would have been prudent to establish relationships on the chance that we could be working together, you know, as soon as 6 months from now. We might be forced into bed together, so to speak.
Well, you know, I absolutely align myself with an open door policy. I have good relationships with Māori Party, with the likes of Willie Jackson, with various Māori members across all the political spectrum. Marama and I were involved in a very interesting debate at University of Canterbury back in 2020 on legalising cannabis. So I like to keep all those opportunities open because... I think the Māori world in Parliament is slightly different to the rest of the political spectrum, where tangata Māori in Parliament tend to consult with each other a lot more than is the case for non-Māori members. So I think that's really important to keep those lines of communication open, because there will be leadership within government that needs help, advice and counsel from good Māori.
Ka pai. Shane Ritty wants to get the parliamentary band together. He's nominated you as the drummer.
Yeah, I'm picking Dr. Shane up at 10 a.m. I've got the guitar in the car and I've got my drumsticks. We might do a wee gig at a retirement home this morning. You never know.
I never know. Let us know how you get on. Thanks very much, Dale. Good talking.
All right.
See you, mate. We'll talk again soon. Yeah, me kore hoki. Ngā mihi. So, Kahorangi Kata, Dale Stevens, both standing for Christchurch Central.